confirm or deny. We've been doing this as a standalone. This is week three already, man. Time is moving. We're moving in the right direction. Are you guys ready to fire up some confirm or deny?
Love the intro. Play it.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
Somebody told me, Hazy, that they could have picked up Ray. I don't know if there's any truth, but it was a hockey person that said there was an opportunity the Leafs might have been able to pick up Andrew Raycroft, who is my buddy, on in a waiver type situation.
Yep. That's 100% a fact.
But Ferg had to go and said no.
Had to give up Tuukka Rask.
Yeah.
A first-round pick who has been there for 15 years and is one of the great goalies in franchise history, maybe number one. It's either him or Thomas, Jerry Cheevers.
So we're not interested in the waiver wire, Ferg.
Yep, because Tim Thomas was there. They had another guy, I can't remember who it was, who they were pretty high on, and they were going to move on from Raycroft, by all accounts. That is what history would indicate.
Might have been John Graham or somebody.
Yeah, maybe Johnny Graham.
They were moving on, and instead, the old Tuukka Rask, I cannot confirm or deny that I actually made that deal.
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I don't know
why you guys live that all the time. Just let it go.
Because Rask is still playing, and he's still a really good goalie. He's better than the goalie the Leafs currently have. You could make that argument. Still today, he's better.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
It was a brutal trade, that's why.
Yeah,
until they win a cup or go to a cup final, those demons are always going to be around. Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy winter with great offers at Don Valley North Lexus.
Start again.
Should I start this whole thing over?
Yes. Sorry, I jammed you.
To be fair to them. Well, I try to get it in there a few times, and we keep moving in the wrong direction. Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy winter with great offers at Don Valley North Lexus. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for details. Here we go. Confirm or deny. A statement will be made. We go around the table. Do we confirm or do we deny? You guys ready?
Go. Gotcha.
Confirm or deny. It is more likely the Maple Leafs win the division by 10 or more points than it is a team catching them in the standings at all at any point this season.
I'm going to confirm that. I think they are going to win by 10 or more points. So is that a confirm?
Yeah. That would effectively be a confirm.
And I think what we've seen in the last 2 days, I think if it went south, you'd be like, okay, Edmonton's right there. They can catch them, which ultimately, Hayes, you never know what they're going to do. But the way they're playing right now, I mean, God knows they could go on a tear after they leave Edmonton, and where is that going to leave them? I am totally going to confirm that.
I'm going to deny it, but the only reason being two things. I still think Winnipeg is a really good team, and they're going to give them all they can handle. And secondly is, even if the Leafs win, it may not be 10. So I still think they could win, but it may not be 10. That's the thing. Winnipeg has two games in hand, so that would put you at 5 behind if they win their games in hand.
With
and then they're
a
playing
lot of
head
games
to,
against each
head
other.
To head. So I'm just saying, I believe, and this is positive Tuesday, I believe they can win the division. I'm just disagreeing on the 10, so that's why I'm disagreeing.
Yeah, see, I would look at it. You got two options here. They either win by 10 or more, or another team catches them. At this point, I think it's more likely they win by 10 or more. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they will. I wouldn't put money on that, but I don't see them slowing down. They've added the buffer. Yes, they play these teams a lot, but who's to say they don't beat them? Like, they play Winnipeg, what, 9 more times? What if they go 6-3? It's over at that point. So I'm going to confirm it. They've got an 8-point buffer as it currently stands, and they're playing really well. You know, and what they've done the past couple of nights without Matthews, without Freddie, if they're healthy, Wayne Simmons returns, maybe a trade at the deadline. Ask me again in 2 weeks, but as of right now, I feel pretty confident with the way things are playing out. Confirm or deny, if Austin Matthews misses 5 or more games in this shortened season, it will take him out of the Hart Trophy race.
I'm denying
5 or more moving forward, starting right now.
Total.
Total.
Sure. Yeah. Go with 5 or more the rest of the way.
I will say that, because what happens is all that happens is Patrick Kane starts scoring more goals and people's attention, their attention span just goes elsewhere. So it goes to Patrick Kane, it goes to Huberto, it goes around the league. And I think in a 56-game season, and we saw how quickly things can slip away with what happened with Russ in Seattle last year, where it was a slam dunk that this guy was going to be the MVP. And 2 weeks, man, and it was, that was partly because of his own play, because he didn't play very well. But him being the MVP honestly went into a cloud of smoke.
It evaporated.
Like having no shot in probably, I'm going to say, a three-week span, Hayes. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, more or less middle of the season.
Not even a contestant anymore. Yeah. Not even eligible. So I'm going to say five more games he misses, he's not going to win the Hart Trophy.
So that would be a total of, at minimum, of 8 games missed, because he's missed 3, correct, this year?
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it would shift to Mitch Marner, honestly. Like, I think what happens, I mean, what Dreisaitl did last year, there was a 6-game stretch where McDavid was, you know, hurt or sick. I can't even remember. I think he was nicked up. And Dreisaitl kept going. And his point production, and he carried that team. Mitch Marner, I think what happens if Austin Matthews is out for another stretch, if it's 5 in a row, if it's a game here or there, I still think Austin Matthews will be front and center. If it's 5 in a row where he, you know, other guys catch up to him on goals and Mitch Marner continues with the points, I think what will happen is we'll shift to Mitch and focusing to him and Patrick Kane.
I confirm it too. 5%, 5 games is like 10% of the season. I mean, it's too much. And it's not like he was running away with the race. We had the debate a week ago. He was right there with a few other players. There's a bunch of good players. And Patrick Kane keeps rolling. And you know McDavid and Drysdale will. You mentioned Marner, Huberto. Yep. You know, McKinnon, I think, is still going to come alive. And if he has an unbelievable final 30 games, Mark Stone is all of a sudden in the conversation and should be. So, it's too short of a season. It's too much of a dog race. And it sounds as if he'll play tomorrow night. Obviously, he's going to play because he feels comfortable and he wants to play. But I don't doubt for a minute it's in the back of his mind that he's got to keep going. He's got to keep playing and producing, because it's a big opportunity for him. I mean, there's a very, very short list in the history of the game where you have an opportunity at being up for a Hart.
What's in Edmonton, man, that 97. He's going to dominate the league.
And in Colorado. But not going anywhere for the next 10 years.
You're right, but here's my only caveat to that. I want 0% on the chance that can be, his particular whatever can be re-injured. Like, I don't want that something like this. And if you're a Leafs fan, you don't want this to be nagging the rest of the year.
Right.
Where if he goes in a little stretch where he doesn't score for 3 or 4 games and people are like, oh, what's wrong with Austin Matthews? Well, he's not shooting as much or as hard. Well, it could be that nagging wrist injury. That's not what you want. I want him back at 100% and, you know, feeling good about his game.
I'm with you, and I'm sure that is the talking point. But he's going to play again at some point. It's either tonight, tomorrow, Saturday. It's not like they're going to shut him down for a month. It doesn't feel like that type of injury. So I think if maybe the play should be start in Vancouver or we'll see you Saturday night, I wouldn't be shocked if he said, I want to get back a game or two early so he doesn't miss more time. Confirm or deny, James Harden should get MVP votes this season.
I'm going to deny it. I'm going to deny it, Hayes. I just think on a team with those two other players.
Plus, regardless, what happened with Houston. Like, you got to consider that in the whole season, don't you?
You think voters, how he got there, are going to take that into consideration?
That's not fair
to the player. That's not fair to the player, dude. What are you talking about?
How is it not fair? It's his life. He was the one that quit on the team and demanded out.
Then just don't vote him for him, period, then. You can't say, I don't like the way a guy got to an organization, and I'm going to hold that against him for his play.
I would if I was a voter.
Okay, that's why you don't vote, man. I'm sorry. That's a ridiculous take.
Okay.
You can't do that.
But you are looking at the whole package.
That's the way a guy got to an organization, so you're just going to say, I would hold it against them?
Well, it's a one-year award. It's not the rest of time. It's not the rest of time, but it's the 2021 season MVP. Don't you have to consider everything? I mean, the guy, what he's doing in Brooklyn right now is off the charts. And Durant's hurt. Kyrie's out. Like, he's putting up numbers that are unbelievable. And they're winning games, and they've become rock stars really since he showed up. So,
the
way
he's
playing.
Give the man the love. Give him the flowers.
He gets the love. What I'm saying is I do think you have to consider the first chapter of the season when you're talking about the MVP.
Him running around in the fat suit with the light blue fat suit on
in
Houston?
Your MVP.
You saw how important it's going to be. Just like Taylor Hall with the New Jersey Devils coming down the stretch, how many key plays that guy made. If Harden keeps doing it in the clutch, and he's in a massive market right now, and all they're going to be doing on SportsCenter down there is talking about him on the lead, he is going to get attention for it. And everyone, as they should, forget about the old dog fat suit in Houston.
Is it not a lock that LeBron's getting it?
I don't know if it's a lock. I think Giannis is out. Giannis clearly is not winning 3 years in a row.
As good as LeBron is and as popular as it is, Hayes, don't you find that people somehow like to sniff around him and go somewhere else? For some reason, it's just so easy to pick LeBron for them. And it's a lot like hockey. We talked about it in Toronto. It's like maybe there's somebody else besides LeBron that we got to pick.
Yeah, and that's where Harden may factor in. Joel Embiid is getting a ton of love. Jokic is getting a ton of love.
It's
a race this year.
I'm denying it just because I didn't like his antics at the start of the year.
There you go. There's a former pro athlete with a sensible
mentality.
I
didn't know this was the Quebec Pee Wee tournament. That's all. Next one.
Yeah, I deny it as well. And there's other guys that are playing really well, too. You know, Embiid's
that's
been
what
unreal.
It is. I think it's LeBron's to win anyways.
Could be. And now with Davis out, if he keeps playing the minutes he's playing, the numbers he's playing, he'll have a compelling case. You know that. Confirm or deny, Carey Price will start at least 25 of the final 36 games for the Habs this season.
I'm denying that.
Ooh.
That the schedule's too condensed. Like you're seeing, and I even if Carey Price gets his game together, which I'm expecting him to do, I still think Jake Allen's going to get a lot of minutes off of him.
Isn't there a chance, Jamie, though, for him to get cooking and rolling? Maybe he doesn't know it or think it. He needs to play a little bit more.
Sure, I'm not going to disagree with that comment. Oh, it's a great comment. But what I'm saying is, if in a world where they're trying to manage, you know, their goaltenders manage their schedule. Wouldn't it be nice to have, we've seen it, you know, Jack Campbell goes in and throws up a shutout. You know, if you have kind of a two-headed monster, and that's what it is. Like, Jake Allen is not a schlub. He's not a backup. This guy was a starter in the league for many years. He is a backup in Montreal, but I could see him getting minutes off of Carey and it being a real healthy situation there. Like, kind of and Carey can be your guy. But it doesn't mean that you can't go to the other guy if you're playing three games in four nights. If you even do that formula, like it's almost close to Allen getting 12 games right there.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm going to deny it because I'm not as convinced Price is going to get the job done. It's, you know, I think by the end of the year, you got to put your chips in the middle that it will happen. But I honestly think if he struggles tonight, Allen's going in. Like I think Ducharme is making the right play tonight. Go with Price. He's your guy. But you can't keep going back to him if he struggles. Like, there's got to be a line where you say Allen's going to play, and not forever, but let's say Allen goes in and he wins a couple games in a row. He's probably going to pull the Mike Smith and play the third game and then maybe the fourth.
Well, you got to
see that.
You got to win games. This is a sprint. It's not a marathon. I go with guys who are delivering. And it's a little different here in Toronto. I saw some people, I don't know how you guys feel, some people saying, well, you know, Hutchinson deserves more and Campbell. No. When Frederik Andersen is healthy, he's going back in the net. And Jack Campbell's going to get minutes off of Freddie when he needs nights off. But it's nice to have a guy like Campbell that can give you minutes. Take Campbell, and I add even more in Montreal because I think Jake Allen is a better goalie than Campbell overall. You know, and that's why it's nice to have that tandem.
Right. So. Okay. Oh, did you give an answer on that?
Oh, I got to give a number on Carey Price.
No, you're not giving a number. It's confirmed.
It's a confirm. Yeah, mine's confirmed. You guys are going back and forth there, but I definitely am confirmed because I think if they're going to do anything and get to the spot where they were at the beginning of the year, I think they need him to play that amount of games, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, no, listen, that's
I'm a full confirm.
I like it. That's a committed confirm. That was a confirm just in the chamber waiting to shoot.
Well, dude, you guys are going, you try to make me look stupid. You guys are going back and forth.
I didn't hear you say anything. I just wanted to include you. It wasn't about stupidity. It's inclusiveness. That's how we roll on the show.
We're all
in. Confirm or deny, the NFL will make playing on Christmas Day an annual event starting this season.
100% confirm. They looked at some numbers and they said, we are super horny about this and we do not care about any other sports because there's a new sheriff in town on Christmas and it's Roger Goodell. So watch out. It's 100% confirm.
It's confirmed. And you know what? I thought about it more last night after we had the chat with Windhorst. And Brian Windhorst is an NBA guy. Even he was laughing. He's like, this is not good for the NBA. Like,
They're going to double down too. They're going to start throwing up a doubleheader on Christmas Eve, and they might do a three-pack on Christmas Day.
Yeah, they're going to own it. They're selling the rights again, and all these networks want it. And I thought more about it last night, the idea that they'd skip Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I'm thinking that actually won't happen. They'll do is they'll rejig the sched where the week ends on the Tuesday, or the week ends on the Wednesday, or begins on the Wednesday, whichever way you want to look at it. They will jig the schedule because it'll be late enough in the season where they can do that. And, yeah, you might be playing on 5 days rest, 4 days rest, but they're going to do it to make sure that they're playing on those dates.
And it's one of those things I have respect about Americans. Like, Americans will be like, bar tonight, Tuesday, football game, any interest? Yeah,
Christmas?
Let's do that. Let's do
going,
that. Let's,
yeah, going.
Going. See
like
you there.
It'll be a packed house. Like, it'll
of
be a
course,
packed house.
And getting crushed and loving life.
Yeah,
and they'll suck it up and go to work the next day and they don't care.
Christmas Eve, they'll be out tailgating, getting jacked up, and the next day is Christmas.
Grandma, I don't care about your present. I'm getting goon with my friends.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's my plan tonight. It's a confirm. You, Noodles?
It's a confirm.
It has
it's locked in because it just there's too many factors, and it's a moneymaker, and the NFL's a giant machine.
They're looking for They did $20 million. For Vikings, New Orleans, $20 million on Christmas Day. The NBA was averaging $4 million, five times the viewership.
Vikings, New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. Not New York against LA. Vikings, New Orleans. Although it's irrelevant.
Get massive Rams, Giants.
Get Mahomes playing.
Oh!
Get Mahomes playing. Aaron Rodgers on Christmas Day. They'll do $35 million. It'd be outrageous.
Right.
Confirm or deny, Dustin Johnson will win another major before Jordan Spieth wins another tournament.
I am 100% going to confirm that. Ooh. I think DJ is just his game is too good right now. Even the times where it feels like he was garbage, he finishes top 10, and it's just a matter of time before he gets back on track. But the concern is, Hayes, like, when is the money train going to wear off of this guy? It's like these guys go on tears. And even if it's DJ, they slow down and they kind of disappear for 6 months, maybe 4 months. And they almost don't, like, who can return to the form that he's been in? It's almost like Tiger Woods golf he's been playing. So that worries me a little bit, but I do think he'll win. It wouldn't
Spieth
shock me if he won the Masters.
Though.
Dude, we saw what happens. His nostrils seize up and they close on Sundays.
Yeah, they do. He becomes a mouth breather on Sundays.
Yes.
But... listen,
he has a clothespin stuck on his nostrils on Sundays.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sniffing. But it's just playing the odds. You know, like DJ, I'm going to go with Spieth winning before DJ wins another major. Like DJ, he's got two now in his arsenal, right? Like he's already a Hall of Fame player. He's a top 20 player all time.
I'll bet you 500. You want to bet 500?
No, I prefer not to.
That's when I know you don't. You're not.
I don't fully believe it. But it's
I know that. Why are you saying it? That's what this segment's
about. Because 500 takes it to a completely different level.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we'll have a chat. I'll talk to
you. I know you don't believe that Spieth is going to win a tournament before DJ wins a match.
I don't feel great about Spieth winning a tournament again, period. What I'm saying is DJ, there's four of them every year, as we know. And the best players are there chasing it. Brooks Koepka is back. He's back. I like
and
him
in
at the Masters.
A month and a half, he's going back to a place he won a major at in November.
He's not going back-to-back.
I'm betting on DJ. Personally, I'm betting
you
on
like DJ.
Yeah.
What odds do you give me that he goes back-to-back at Augusta National?
Well, we'll see what they are on the board.
We'll chat.
Don't you worry, Kevin Sutherland. We'll have conversations.
You're Sutherland with the towel.
Well, then that means I'm a winner on tour. You're Weirdsy on 18.
Yeah.
Splashing it. All over the place.
Ted Potter Jr., Weirzy J-Mac.
Final one, confirm or deny, based on my Twitter account earlier today. Apple pie is an overrated dessert option.
No way, dude. There's a way, though. You got to do the crust, and there's a way to add, like, spice. What's the not
like
a
crumble? Are you talking apple crumble?
Not a crumble. Just some cinnamon areas where it's not just a straight apple pie. With dry crust, you can dial in an apple pie, and still you add a mound of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
it is gorgeous.
There are lunatics that put cheese, a slice of cheese on that, which is absolutely disgusting.
It's outrageous. It's an outrageous maneuver.
It is. My dad swears by it. His whole family.
I know he does.
All of them.
It's disgusting.
All of them.
Get it.
It's disgusting. How do you put cheese on it? Then you're going to put vanilla ice cream on top of like a slice of cheddar cheese on a pie?
I say this. If you're going to go ahead and put cheese on it, throw some hot peppers and some pickles on it.
Oh, you might as well make it a sandwich.
Make it a hamburger. Exactly. Put some bun. Put it on a bun. It's a hamburger.
Make it a meat pie. There
exactly.
you go.
Exactly.
No, it's not for me. I'm not a big apple pie.
It's overrated.
Pie. Yeah, I'm not a big apple pie guy. I like the ice cream idea. I just like eating the crust of the pie. I don't like the apples to get too soggy and gross.
Me too. Yeah, I'm not a big apple guy anyway. Right. It's just not a go-to for me. Yeah. So I will confirm that. Confirm or Deny was brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease a 2021 RX 350 from just $278 biweekly. Visit donvalleynorthlexus.com for all of the details.